heartbreak in the Twin Cities. A spectacular comeback from the Big Cats is spoiled by a field goal in the final seconds.
The thing you learn very quickly in the NFL, the game's never over until it's over.
There are no moral victories in the NFL. But for the Jaguars, Sunday was a step in the right direction.
I was just proud of the way our guys responded and gave us a chance all the way to the end of this game to have a chance to win the game. That's all you can ask for.
Tonight, we break down the season opener and look ahead to the 2012 home debut against the Texans. This is Jaguars All Access, brought to you by EverBank, Jacksonville's home for banking, lending, and investing. Buy and sell Jaguars tickets at NFL.com/ticket exchange. Don't wait. Buyers get in and sellers get paid.
Nobody likes to lose, especially myself. And maybe I'm just doing a good job of hiding that.
Yeah, you are.
But, yeah, it makes my blood boil when you lose games like that.
Blaine Gabbert and the Jacksonville Jaguars really thought they had the comeback for the ages in Minnesota on Sunday, but the Vikings managed the victory. Welcome to Jaguars All Access. I'm Steve Wrigley, joined as always by Jeff Lagerman. This is your home each and every Monday night, usually for all things Jaguars, but we're dialing in on a Tuesday due to the early Monday night football game yesterday. Jeff? It was a tough one, but you got to start somewhere.
It was a tough one, but, you know, there were a lot of good signs in that football game, and so a lot of reasons to be excited as well.
From one Virginia Cavalier to another, tonight Wells Fargo welcomes our special guest, Eugene Monroe. Eugene, thanks for coming in on your day off on a Tuesday.
Thanks for having me. I'm happy to be here.
Feeling good about this set now, you know. We finally get some brain power out here. Now we got two Virginia guys here.
Large state school guy right here from Ohio State. But anyway, I'll try to hang with you guys for the next half hour. Tell us a Virginia story then.
He was a lot, you're a lot young. What year was your first year?
2005.
2005. Was I left on any of the record book wall on the weight room?
You know, I don't know that I saw you there. I don't think I knew about you until I got down here. So
a couple of first rounders, though. So Virginia was good to both of these guys.
Yeah, absolutely. I actually 1989 and Eugene a couple years ago. So, you know, and hey, look, we're Virginia guys. We'll always be there. Virginia guy for now and forever.
Hey, and Jaguars now and forever.
All right, well, let's take a look at the Gatorade Prime Plays of the game from a couple days ago.
Play number three, pot roast on Ponder.
Yeah, and Eugene, this guy obviously has lost some weight, looking slimmer, doing well, gets a fumble here. This is where you guys are offensively. You got a field goal. You want to put that one in the next time, getting the ball at the 16.
You know, it's just good to have defenders who can make those big plays.
And play number two is Maurice Jones-Drew running hard.
Well, he said he could carry the ball up to 80 times. He ended up carrying the ball 19 times. An impressive debut for a guy that's been with you guys for a week.
Yeah, you know, he's just that type of guy. He's going to be ready no matter what the situation is. And he performed for us, and we're just looking for him to continue that.
Play number one, Blaine Gabbert to Cecil Shorts.
Boy, what an impressive throw. Maybe even a more impressive catch by Cecil Shorts. You know, backside, shoulder, outside, I mean, right on the money. And unfortunately, Eugene, the guy that was beat on that play, Chris Cook, a Virginia guy.
Yeah, but, you know, this is such a good throw and catch. You know, I don't know who would have been able to cover that.
Can't wait to hear more about what you think about Blaine in the huddle there. We'll get to that. But the Xfinity speed play of the day, Blair Walsh drills that 55-yard field goal.
Well,
beat the Jaguars.
You got to give it to him because he's a sixth-round pick rookie from Georgia, and with, you know, the game on the line, or to tie it up to send it to overtime, he ends up drilling a 55-yard that probably would have been good from 63, and you couldn't have put it any more dead middle between the uprights. It was impressive.
Tough one to lose, Eugene.
Tough one to lose. You know, especially with that kick, there's no conditions inside the dome, so wherever he puts the kick, it's going to go there, and unfortunately, it didn't go our way.
But you were out there, and you got to see Blaine Gabbert come off with a career day, 260 yards passing, two touchdown passes, the one fumble, but he really, well, you tell me, what was he like in the huddle, what was he like on the field?
You know, he commanded the game, you know, like a quarterback should. You know, he was poised the whole day. You know, even when he took the shot early in the game, that was pretty late, you know, on that offsides. He got up, you know, brushed it off and just continued to work the field, manage the game.
That was the thing that impressed me the most is because the Vikings clearly had a purpose in mind to try to rattle him, to test, you know, the rumors that people talked about from last year. And the way he stood in the pocket, the way that he took that hit from Jared Allen, just bounced right back up again, that impressed the heck out of me. And if it didn't impress a lot of other people, then they're not looking at what I'm seeing.
Yeah, you know, that was very impressive for any quarterback, especially with the criticism that Blaine gets. But, man, did he, you know, close a lot of mouths with that performance.
And he has these new offensive toys. He has the new receivers, Justin Blackmon, LaRon Robinson, and he spreads it around, though. Eight different receivers caught footballs.
Yeah, that's awesome. And, you know, those are all guys he can trust, guys he's been working with all offseason, unlike last year with the changes in the camp and preseason. So it looks good. It looks good. It looks promising.
You know, from talking to Maurice and listening to Maurice's commentary about Blaine and Blaine's knowledge of the offensive system, he says that Blaine was telling him half the time in the huddle what to do during this game. I think that shows a lot about his knowledge and his understanding of the offense in a short period of time.
Yeah, and, you know, to have Blaine know every position on the offense's job, a guy like Maurice who missed a lot of time come in and just be able to ask Blaine on the fly in the huddle a question about the play, and for Blaine to snap and give him an answer, boom, we're running the play. That's an awesome thing to be able to do.
You guys on the offensive line, you're known for being some of the smartest guys on the field because there's so much adjusting that you have to do.
Whoa,
not only in the plays.
Not only, though. We've got to fight for the D-line here a little bit.
Not only in your blocking assignments, but things changed in this game a lot. It was a mix and match. A hodgepodge of guys had to get in there and play on the O-line.
Yeah, you know, we had guys go down, which is unfortunate. And, you know, the guys that did come up and play for us, like Mike Brewster, who played right next to me, did a wonderful job for us.
What do you think when you see a new guy come in there? Like Brewster, undrafted free agent, played a lot at Ohio State, yeah. But still.
Well, you know, there's a little extra attention I have to give. You know, I know he's a rookie and this is his first experience in the NFL. You know, just encouraging him and making sure we're on the same page.
You know, it's funny that his first game action in the National Football League, the guy across from him is Kevin Williams, a six-time Pro Bowler. Your first game action ever was against Dwight Freeney at Indianapolis. Obviously you guys got something to talk about after the game because of those two experiences.
Oh, yeah, you know, thrown right into the fire. But those are the situations you love. You know, I was more than happy to have that experience, my first game in the NFL. It was a fun day. It wasn't my best day, but it was a good day.
You're still smiling about it, though. You're still carrying a smile. And we're going to get to the Houston Texans in just a little bit. That's going to be a big challenge with the defense that they're going to bring to Everbank Field on Sunday, but it's now time for a little bit of trivia as we head to our first time out here on Jaguars All Access. Here's tonight's question. Eugene Monroe comes from a big family. How many brothers and sisters does Eugene have? If you think you know the answer, email us at triviamail@jaguars.com and you could win a $100 gift certificate from Football Fanatics. There is still much more to come here on Jaguars All Access.
Still ahead on Jaguars All Access.
Eugene Monroe will have Jared Allen to go against today.
Eugene Monroe had a big matchup Sunday and handled it well. Jeff Lagerman goes to the smart board to break down a long Sunday for Jared Allen. Plus, we're going inside the locker room at the Metrodome to hear what the Jaguars had to say on Sunday. But first, here are your Southern Ford dealers' sounds of the game.
Game day, baby. Let's do this.
Game time, baby. I know they ain't working hard enough.
Thank you. I can't wait.
Let's go! One, two, three, two,
home! And away we go. Gabbert right on the money. And the first NFL catch for Justin Blackmon. Gabbert going deep. Oh, what a catch is made. Robinson. Jones-Drew. Oh, look at him run. Gabbert. Touchdown. Mercedes Lewis. Christian Ponder, hit, down he goes, and maybe a fumble, it is, Jacksonville has recovered it, all right, no timeouts, 24-yard line, Gabbert going deep, and caught by Shorts, it is a touchdown! And here we go with a chance to tie, overtime in Minneapolis, Gabbert, Vikings win!
What a game.
This is Jaguars All Access. This is Jaguars All Access. Brought to you by Gate and by Everbank, Jacksonville's home for banking, lending, and investing.
too late to get your Jaguars season tickets. There are still a lot of great seats left. Just log on to Jaguars.com or call the ticketing office at 904-633-2000. Welcome back to Jaguars All Access. Time to go inside the film room with Jeff Lagerman and the Baptist Health Smart Board. Jeff, the marquee matchup in Sunday's game, Eugene Monroe and Jared Allen.
Yeah, it certainly was, and I actually had talked about it on Film Room Friday at Jaguars.com, and let's welcome in Eugene Monroe now, because Eugene, you actually saw the piece I did at Jaguars.com.
Yeah, I checked that piece out, and I heard a lot about it the entire week, the matchup between me and Jared. But I treat everything the same. You know, every opponent, you got to prepare for them the same way. If you bring one guy up, you might not prepare the same for the next guy, and you get caught slipping.
But a great player, and you got to have a certainly great sets with him, because you can make mistakes. Here's you against Jared Allen, obviously lined up to the outside. He's in a six alignment, or go six alignment, which I've talked about before at Jaguars.com on that little film room segment, and you stuffed him.
Yeah, well, you know, I figured I would set Jared Allen to cut the angle off. A lot of guys who set him because he's so good at turning his hips when he gets the quarterback depth. If you give him too much room to work, you know, he'll beat you, he'll press you back on the quarterback, and that's when you see him sacking the guy. So, you know, I try to cut the angle down, shoot my hands on him, you know, try to end the play quick.
And a great throw by Blaine here, right on the money. Marcetti's being covered by Pro Bowl linebacker Chad Greenway. Nice gain, and obviously you got to have the protection to make that happen. Now, this play right here, here's the wide nine that I talked about on Film Room Friday with the big matchup with you against Jared Allen. Now, you set a little differently with a wide nine here. You have to set deeper, don't you?
You have to set deeper, but protection is a game of angle. So you're setting deeper, but you still want to approach the defender to cut down his angle so he doesn't have so much room to build up a head of steam if he wants to convert to a power rush or, you know, bend the corner and run upfield.
You know what he converts to? He converts to getting stuffed. Great hand placement in the chest. You worked him back underneath. And a great catch by LaRon Robinson down the field. And again, you've got to have the protection to make big plays like that. This is my favorite play because it's somewhat play action. And you're aggressive here. This is what you call a what? What technique?
It's a jump set. This is a play action play. And you want to sell the run. So my body language is telling this guy, all right, this is a inside or outside zone play. From my facial expression, the sound I'm making on the line.
Growling at him a little bit,
yeah,
thinking run.
Just being an actor on this play.
Yeah, I remember getting growled at by Jumbo Elliott one time. But I like this because, look where he's at right here. On the knee. I like that, and Blaine Gabbert does a smart thing here. He ends up gaining some yards. But, you know, I actually did a little statistical analysis of this myself, okay, And folks, I went back and I looked at every one-on-one that you had against Jared Allen. There were 22 opportunities where you had no chips, no help, not even a sign of help. And in those 22 plays one-on-one, he got zero tackles, zero sacks, zero pressures. He got close twice. But close means what?
Close means nothing. The quarterback's clean. It was a good day.
That's right. All right, well, let's go inside the locker room now and see what the Jaguars had to say after the tough loss in Minnesota.
You know, they made one more play better than we did. And so there's nothing to hang our hat on. I think we played well. We went out there and played great. We just got to continue to work and figure out what we messed up here, then move on to who's ever next.
This is Jaguars All Access.
Welcome back to Jaguars All Access. You know, there was a guy for the Vikings this past weekend that had a tremendous accomplishment in my mind, and we're talking about Adrian Peterson. Let's jump into this first player with Adrian Peterson. He had surgery on December 30th for an ACL reconstruction and an MCL repair. The guy looked simply fantastic, slightly more than 9.5 months removed from surgery. I think it was tremendous. And look at the end here. DeJuan Landry actually is grabbing the leg of the surgically repaired one of Adrian Peterson. And Adrian Peterson just pops right back up like it was no big deal. Hey, look, folks, you got to give credit where credit is due. 17 carries, 84 yards, and 2 touchdowns for Adrian Peterson. A tremendous accomplishment, and congratulations to him. All right, there was one play in the game, biggest hit of the day, and guess who it was by? Mean Greg Jones. And we're going to see more of Mean Greg Jones coming up here in a little bit later in the week. But first, the play that I'm talking about, it was the opening kickoff. Greg Jones is going to be right here at about the 15, and I know it's a little blurry, but just focus in on him. Right at the 15, this is the opening kickoff return. That was Jamarcus Sanford. All right, let me stop it again here so you can pick it up in case you lost it. That's the guy coming down the middle. That's the safety and coverage, Jamarcus Sanford. And that is Mean Greg Jones with a big-time shot. And it's a shame that that block ended up not getting utilized because there was a block that was missed on this kick return that could have sprung it. If you want to see more of Greg Jones coming up on this week's edition of Film Room Friday, Greg Jones versus linebacker Chad Greenway. And boy, does Greg put the hurt on Chad Greenway, Steve. It's amazing. You got to see it.
Well, Jeff, you know, Greg Jones is kind of like the quiet guy who's awfully tough and awfully mean. We're joined by Eugene Monroe, the offensive left tackle, who's another guy who, not a guy of a lot of words, but you play a pretty rough game yourself.
You know, you have to play rough. You know, outside of football and off the field, you're one guy. But when you're playing ball, you got to turn it on. You have to be, you know, a guy with attitude, a guy who's nasty, you know, looking to hit people, you know, doing it the right way, but just being aggressive.
We'll get to that off the field guy that you are in a second. But you have come out and said that this is the year that you want to become a dominating tackle. You're off to a good start. 22 opportunities against Jared Allen, and you shut him out.
Yeah, well, you know, I put the work in. This is my fourth year. And, you know, going into every year wanting to play well is a good thing. But, you know, I just thought it was time to, instead of focusing on playing well, focusing on dominating people, you know, driving people off the ball, finishing and shutting people down.
You've made a couple of adjustments since you've come to Jacksonville. First of all, you got married one offseason. And then this last offseason, you became a father.
Yeah, I got married, and then my wife and I had a daughter. She's 8 months old now and, you know, growing too fast, just growing up so fast. But it's awesome to see it.
Well, and so now being the family man, you're gonna need a watch to make sure that you get home on time. So for appearing on tonight's show, you're going to receive a limited edition of the Bueller Swiss watch. Bueller Swiss watches are the official watch of the Jacksonville Jaguars. They are available at fine jewelers throughout Northeast Florida. So Eugene Monroe has a watch so he can get home, take care of that little baby. There is much more to come here on Jaguars All Access. We'll hear from Jaguars.com senior writer John Osher, and we'll have the images of the week. Stay with us.
This is Jaguars All Access.
Welcome back to Jaguars All Access. Time to recognize the Dairy Council's Fuel Up to Play 60 program. No kids tonight, but stay tuned for our special guests throughout the season. Well, Jags fans all across the country have an opinion about what happened Sunday. John Osher is a people person, and boy, are the people speaking. He has to put it all into perspective in the Ozone.
I'm John Osher for Jaguars All Access, here with tonight's Ozone question. And Joe from Rockland writes, sorry, O, you can spin this all you want as a step in the right direction and all that bunk. That game should have never been in overtime. We lost to one of the few teams we're supposed to be better than. Where is your silver lining? You know what, Joe, this is going to make you really mad, but there is a silver lining. And my guess is a lot of people are going to see that as we move forward. Did this loss hurt? Sure. Was it maddening? It was if you're a member of the Jaguars' defense. But if you look at the biggest offseason concern for this team, the biggest thing for the future of this franchise, then it's hard not to see positives from that loss. Blaine Gabbert, that's right, oft-criticized, written-off Blaine Gabbert, he played very well. He had a career high in yards, he had two touchdown passes, and what should have been the game-winning touchdown. But Gabbert's performance was about more than statistics. He stood in, he stood tall. If you didn't know pocket presence was an issue for this guy, you darn sure wouldn't have known it on Sunday. I've said since day one what the Jaguars needed long-term from this season was to feel at the end of the year like they had a quarterback. I didn't expect to feel that in the first month, and now we feel a lot closer to it after week one than anyone would have expected. That's a pretty darn good silver lining and maybe far more important long-term than in that game Sunday. And Joe, all of your anger aside, that's not a lot of bunk.
You can send your questions to John anytime. Just go to Jaguars.com. Time now for our G-Series Prime headlines. The Jaguars will open up their home schedule Sunday at 1 o'clock at the Bank. And here comes the Texans. Houston, picked by many to win the AFC South. It is a big game here on Sunday, Jeff, the home opener.
Well, and Eugene, you guys, this is the division favorite. This is the team that certainly impressed everybody last year. And for you in particular, they had the second-ranked defense in the National Football League, a big challenge.
Big challenge. But, you know, for me, from my perspective, you know, the statistics and, you know, where they're at, you know, they don't make a difference. I have a job to do, and that's shut down defenders and, you know, make running room, and that's what I'm going to do.
Yeah, you get to get, let's see, J.J. Watt possibly at times, Brooks Reed, the outside linebacker, Connor Barwin, and then the first-round draft pick.
Brian Cushing.
Whitney Merciless. And, well, Brian Cushing, of course, but you don't deal with him as much. But, I mean, these guys are a talented group.
You know, they have talent, but, you know, we have talent too. So, you know, I'm looking forward to this being a two-chin-strap game is what we call it. It'll be physical.
What do you think the what can the offense accomplish this week? Where do you guys need to get better?
You know, I think we all need to be on the same page more consistently, you know, and executing together, you know, not having, you know, an issue here or there, you know, which could, you know, result in, you know, us not leaving yards on the field. I think we'll get that done.
The thing that I think you can improve on, just my opinion, get the ball to number 14 a little bit more. Justin Black, he's a special player. He's a special player. And, you know, the first game you could kind of tell from watching the game film, his head was spinning a little bit. But he's such a talented guy. When he blossoms, it's going to be fun to watch, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. You know, he's a special player, like you said. And it's fun, you know, in the preseason, seeing him grow and become a part of a running game, too. All of our receivers doing a great job at going downfield and blocking guys. You know, if we can keep that up, I think it'll look nice on film.
Let's see, you guys spring number 32 a couple of times against the Texans. Give the fans at Everbank Field a real treat. Eugene Monroe, thanks for stopping off tonight on Jaguars All Access. Jeff Lockman, as always, enjoyed the smart board. Can't wait to do it again next week. That's it for Jaguars All Access. Thanks for watching.